I would ask for your prayers this morning, because I know that I need them. Brother Steve called me a couple nights ago and asked me if I preach today, and I said I would, and I made it a matter of prayer, and it seemed like only two scriptures came to my mind, so this may be a short sermon today. Two main scriptures just kept coming to my mind, which I'd like to read today. I think they are important scriptures, and I think they, or believe they, pertain to us, and they should be of use to us in our lives. And the first one was, and I know we've read this before, is the 139th Psalm. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and know me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. And that should be uplifting to us, but really make us think too. The Lord knows our every thought. He knows everything about us, and there is nothing hid from Him. And like I said, this should really make us think. Thou hast set me behind and before, and hast laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. And again, this should be uplifting to us, no matter where we may be or where we are, the Lord is with us. And I believe that we all have felt His Spirit with us, and I know that He is with us. I'd like to just read two more verses in this chapter. Search me, and this is the last two verses. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And maybe some of this came, the thoughts came to me on this, was from our brother Rollins' sermon last week, in which he referenced Brother Brickhouse's talk about being in Africa, and where the people there told him if they were doing something that wasn't right, that they would know, or let them know. And I think that's important. And if there be any wicked way in me, and I pray if there is something like this, that the Lord would let us know. And I had just one reference with this wicked way, lead me in the way everlasting, and this was in John. It tells us what this way, in the 14th chapter, just one verse. That's a sixth verse. Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we see that the way that we need to be led is to Christ, or in Christ. I'd like to read just maybe a couple of these verses again, and that we would think on them, because I do believe that they should be uplifting and of help to us. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou encompassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. There is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Let's like go down to the 8th verse. Or 7th. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. And I think that should be important to us, that the Lord is always with us. He'll lead us, he'll comfort us, and guide us if we will let him. And the other scripture that came to my mind was in the Book of Mormon, and in the 7th chapter of Moroni, this is on page 763, and I know we read the last few verses of this chapter quite often, but I'd like to start at the first verse. And as we read through this chapter, I don't think of myself that I could add much to what is given here. And this is Mormon speaking to his church or to the people there in the synagogue. And now I, Moroni, write a few of the words which my father Mormon, which he spake concerning faith, hope, and charity. And I believe that is something in the world that we live in today that we need at work in our lives, is faith, hope, and charity. For after this manner did he speak unto the people, as he taught them in the synagogue, which they had built for the place of worship. And I believe that's as this is given to us, because this has been given to us as a place of worship for our Heavenly Father. And now I, Mormon, speak unto you, my beloved brethren, and it is by the grace of God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ and his holy will, because of the gift of his calling unto me, that I am permitted to speak unto you at this time. And I believe as he thought this was a gift, I think all of Christ's ministry believe that this gift of being called to be a minister is a gift. It is a privilege to serve him and to serve you. But also know that it is a great responsibility, and that we need your help in this. Wherefore I would speak unto you that are the church, that are the peaceable followers of Christ, and that have obtained a sufficient hope by which ye can enter into the rest from this time henceforth until ye shall rest with him in heaven. And I believe that is the desire of each of us here, is to be with our Heavenly Father one day, to be saved in his kingdom. And now, my brethren, I judge these things of you because of your peaceable walk with the children of men. For I remember the word of God which saith, by their works ye shall know them. For if their works be good, then they are good also. And that makes, when I look at myself, makes me think, if people can see me for my works, am I doing what I believe, that we believe? Am I doing those things that are right before our Heavenly Father? And behold, God has said, a man being evil cannot do that which is good. For if he offereth a gift or prayeth unto God, except it, he shall do it with real intent, it profiteth him nothing. For behold, it is not counted unto him for righteousness. For behold, if a man being evil giveth a gift, he doeth it grudgingly. Wherefore, it is counted unto him the same as if he had retained the gift. Wherefore, he is counted evil before God. And likewise also is counted evil unto a man, if he shall pray, and not with real intent of heart. Yea, and it profiteth him nothing, for God receiveth none such. Wherefore, a man being evil cannot do that which is good, neither will he give a good gift. For behold, a bitter fountain cannot bring forth good water, neither can a good fountain bring forth bitter water. Wherefore, a man being a servant of the devil cannot follow Christ, and if he follow Christ, he cannot be a servant of the devil. Wherefore, all things which are good cometh of God, and that which is evil cometh of the devil. For the devil is an enemy unto God, and fighteth against him continually, and inviteth and enticeth to sin, and to do that which is evil continually. But behold, that which is of God inviteth and enticeth to do good continually. Wherefore, everything which inviteth and enticeth to do good and to love God and to serve him is inspired of God. But I believe that's what we need to be praying for, that we will have this in our lives that entices to do good continually, that we may, as I said, do those things that are right before our Heavenly Father. Wherefore, take heed, my beloved brethren, that you do not judge that which is evil to be of God, or that which is good and of God to be of the devil. And the thought I had there was something that I thought of over the last few years, and something I need to be praying for, or maybe we all need to be praying for, is a spiritual understanding and a spiritual discernment as we see all these things that are happening around us in the world today, that we may have this spiritual discernment. For behold, my brethren, it is given unto you to judge, that ye may know good from evil. And the way to judge is as plain, that ye may know with a perfect knowledge, as the daylight is from the dark night. For behold, the Spirit of Christ is given to every man, that they may know good from evil. Wherefore I show unto you the way to judge. For everything which inviteth to do good and to persuade to believe in Christ is set forth by the power and the gift of Christ. And again, I believe we need His Spirit in our lives to help us during this time. Wherefore, you may know with a perfect knowledge it is of God. But whatsoever thing persuadeth to do men to do evil, and believe not in Christ, and deny Him, and serve not God, then you may know with a perfect knowledge it is of the devil. And I think we need to be so careful here in the day and the time that we live in. We see so many things happening around us in the world. We know that Satan is at work, that his time is short, so we need to be careful in this. For after this manner does the devil work, for he persuadeth no man to do good, no, not one, neither does his angels, neither do they who subject themselves unto him. And now, my brethren, seeing that ye know the light by which ye may judge, which light is the light of Christ, see that you do not judge wrongfully, for with that same judgment which ye shall judge, ye shall be judged. Wherefore I beseech you, brethren, that ye should search diligently in the light of Christ, that ye may know good from evil. And if you will lay hold upon every good thing and condemn it not, ye certainly will be a child of Christ. And I believe that's what we want to be, is a child of Christ. And I'd like to just go back and read one scripture here on the light. And this is on page 51. And I know this is a scripture that I have read quite often here. Therefore, blessed are ye if ye shall keep my commandments, which the Father has commanded me that I should give unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and ye are led away captive by him. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall ye pray in my church, among my people who do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set the example before you. So you see that Jesus is the light. He has given us the examples in his life, in the scriptures, maybe in prophecies, visions, dreams, of the things that we need to be doing. I think I'll turn over to verse 37. I think I'll start reading there. And now, my beloved brethren, if this be the case, that these things are true which I have spoken unto you, and God will show unto you with power and great glory at the last day that they are true, and if they are true, has a day of miracles ceased? And I think we spoke a little bit about this in Sunday school this morning, and I don't believe the day of miracles have ceased. I think we have experienced miracles. or have angels ceased to minister to appear unto the children of men? Or has he withheld the power of the Holy Ghost from them? Or will he, so long as time shall last, or the earth shall stand, or there shall be one man upon the face thereof to be saved? Behold, I say unto you, nay, for it is by faith that miracles are wrought, and it is by faith that angels appear and minister unto men. Wherefore, if these things have ceased, woe be unto the children of men, for it is because of unbelief, and all is vain. For no man can be saved according to the words of Christ, save they shall have faith in his name. I think it's important here that we do need to have this faith in the Lord and the scriptures that he has given to us to help us in this time. And I think we got a warning here. If we don't have this faith, it says, woe be unto the children, men, if they do not have this faith, for it's because of unbelief, and all is vain. For no man can be saved according to the words of Christ, save they shall have faith in his name. Wherefore, if these things have ceased, then has faith ceased also. And awful is the state of man, for they are as though there had been no redemption made. But behold, my beloved brethren, I judge better things of you, for I judge that ye have faith in Christ because of your meekness. For if ye have not faith in him, then ye are not fit to be numbered among the people of my church. And again, my beloved brethren, I would speak unto you concerning hope. And I pray that the Lord can say, as it says here in this 44th verse, I judge better things of you, for I judge that ye have faith in Christ. And my prayer would be that this morning, as he looks at us or looks at me, that he can see this faith. And how can it be, how is it that you can attain unto faith, save ye shall have hope? And what is it that ye shall hope for? Behold, I say unto you, that ye shall have hope through the atonement of Christ and the power of his resurrection to be raised unto life eternal. And this because of your faith in him according to the promise. Wherefore, if a man have faith, he must needs have hope. For without faith, there cannot be any hope. And I believe that we do have this hope in the atonement, hope in the sacrifice that the Lord has given for us. And I'd like to read just a couple of scriptures. One scripture here, and this is, again, familiar to us, and this is John in the 3rd chapter. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And I wonder if a lot of times we realize the love here that the Lord has for us, that he gave his Son, that we might have this hope of eternal life with him. And I wrote down just a little meaning of hope that I found in a book, and I'd like to just read that this morning also. Christian hope is a firm expectation of all promised good things, so far as they may be for God's glory and our good, but especially of eternal salvation and happiness in heaven, where we shall be conformed to the Son of God, which hope is founded on the grace, the blood, and righteousness and intercession of Christ, and the earnest of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, and unchangeable truth and almighty power of God. And again, I believe that is our desire to be with our Heavenly Father, to be saved in his kingdom. And when I was reading through this, I also had a song that came to my mind that we sing here. And it's song number 318. And I'd like to read that also this morning. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In earthly high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood, when all around my soul gives way. He then is my hope and stay. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. I'd like to close this morning by reading the rest of this chapter. And I believe that we need to put what is in the rest of this chapter to work in our lives. This charity, this pure love of Christ, that I believe in the day and the time we're living in, and more as time goes by, we're going to need this. And again, behold, I say unto you, that you cannot have faith and hope, save if ye shall be meek and lowly of heart. If so, his faith and hope are vain. For none is acceptable before God, save the meek and lowly of heart. And if a man be meek and lowly in heart, and confesses by the power of the Holy Ghost that Jesus is the Christ, he must needs have charity. For if he have not charity, he is nothing. Wherefore he must needs have charity. And charity suffereth long, and is kind, and envieth not, and is not puffed up, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, and rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, if ye have not charity, ye are nothing, for charity never faileth. Wherefore, cleave unto charity, which is the greatest of all, for all things must fail. But charity is a pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever. And whoso is found possessed of it at the last day, it shall be well with them. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart, that ye may be filled with this love which he has bestowed upon all who are the true followers of his Son, Jesus Christ. And I believe that should be our prayer this morning, that we may be filled with this pure love of Christ, and that it is at work in our lives. Thank you.